Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. The last thing I want to be is a buzzkill, but dang, this army of free thought leaders is going to have a huge ripple effect. Hence the alarming heads up. Let's save our ranting for happy hour and get moving on next steps. The first priority is to protect our price points. We need to figure out right now how to compete with internal thought leaders. Two things to focus on. First, top of mind. This has become a popularity contest on steroids, where those with the strongest advocates win. In the room where the big dogs decide who to approach for help, your name needs to be first and continually promoted. Be clear on what you bring and focus on branding your best one thing that buyers can immediately associate with you. Second, and this turbocharges the above, an unrelenting presence. Familiarity breeds trust, and familiarity comes when there's a steady stream of exposure. So be prepared to get out there and be everywhere all at once. The key, consistency. For example, can you be a guest columnist somewhere? And it doesn't have to be the big players like the New York Times. It can be a prestigious industry association, or even in academia. To compete with free, the one-off big feature or speech won't cut it anymore. Buyers will forget that in a heartbeat. If we want to get paid anything, we need to build the case on why it's okay to hire us and not rely on free internal resources. And the best path to do that is to be the safe bet. When buyers can mention our name and their colleagues think, okay, yeah, that makes sense, the opportunity is ours to lose. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.